It's summer, but you wouldn't know it from the political rhetoric coming out of Augusta. I'm Mal Leary, filling in for Keith Schwartle, who's taking a well-deserved break. Joining me to talk about the verbal sparring between the governor and legislative leaders and the political musical chairs game going on in legislative races is former Republican lawmaker Meredith Strang Burgess, former Democratic lawmaker Cynthia Dill, and current independent state senator Dick Woodbury. Earlier today, Governor LePage proposed another funding plan to help Maine's nursing home. This after lawmakers rejected a plan on the final day of the session. What the governor is proposing is to take $5 million in what he says are savings in the Medicaid program, match that with federal money, and give it to the nursing homes. So as they say, the ball is now in the legislature's court. What do you think is going to happen, folks? Is this political game going to end up with the Democrats saying, yes, we'll bring ourselves in? Or are they going to continue their position that says, Governor, if you want us to consider this, you call us in? Dick, you're still in the Senate. You've got some concerns here, I'm sure, of interrupting your summer, because I've never seen a legislative special session just be the one day. There's always meetings beforehand as well.
Well, of course, if the governor calls a special session of the legislature, or if leadership calls a special session of the legislature, I will be there. This isn't something, though, Mal, that you should take lightly. Bringing the legislature back into a special session is something that you do rarely for something very important. Now,
and this
there
is important?
Well, there is a real issue with nursing home financing, and it's particularly important looking ahead to demographic changes. We're going to have more older people and so forth. There's no question this is an important issue to tackle.
But what about the politics that's going on here? I mean, isn't this just part of the governor trying to say, I'm doing something for seniors? You've all talked about the situation a few weeks ago when the governor had this miscue when he talked about Social Security and had to backtrack on the issue. So what about the politics here?
Well, I mean, it reminds me of, Thanksgiving. You have your whole family over. It would be like calling everyone to dinner before you've peeled the first potato or put the turkey in the oven. I mean, you just can't call the legislature in when none of the groundwork has been laid. So clearly the governor is making this a political football, and it's more of a campaign issue as opposed to really doing the work of politics.
That's certainly my feeling too about it, Mal. The governor can call the legislature into session, and we will be there. But this asking Democratic leadership to do it, it just seems to me to all be political.
And I would agree. I agree with the senator, is that we've got this issue is huge. It's huge. And there's a lot of different moving parts that need to get dealt with. And it does need the time to be given to the subject matter. So a special session, even if you were to have one, is really meant for quick fixes. And there is no, unfortunately, quick fix here, and he's right. But it's a short-term fix, I'm guessing, sort of the finger in the dike for now.
Let's talk quickly about the musical chairs that are going on right now with candidates dropping out. Some of them plan to drop out. Isn't this part of the process of recruiting candidates? You can't find somebody to run in a particular district, so you get a placeholder and then find someone to run. And I know you're going to feel kind of out of this, Dick, as an independent, but the parties do this all the time.
Well, I'm not going to stay out of this, actually, Mal, because I think this almost goes back to Olympia Snow deciding not to run and having those same kinds of things happening here in Maine. And I think there's some serious movement of people being discouraged with a process that's become more partisan, more divisive, campaigns that are filled with negative advertising that distort people's positions. It's a harder – being in politics, I think, is harder than it used to be.
Meredith, isn't this politics as usual in terms of placeholder candidates?
I believe that there's a certain amount of – there's definitely that placeholder piece has been there. But I absolutely do agree with the senator. This is at a tenor out there that I think has reached a new low. For people, good people wanting to run. We are the state of Maine, after all. We're 1.3 million. We aren't Texas. We do know our legislators. In fact, heck, we're so lucky in the state of Maine, everybody sort of knows our congressional team. That's so unheard of in other states. But we now, people don't really want to step up because of the cost financially, emotionally, to run.
Cynthia.
Well, I agree that there is definitely a tone out of Augusta that's unusual for most Mainers. But in my own personal experience, serving as a state senator and as a state representative was one of the best jobs I've ever had. I think it was and continues to be a very rewarding position. But I think it's a real pocketbook issue. I mean, for me, my kids going to college, there's just no way you can afford to raise a family in the state of Maine and serve in the legislature. It's described as a part-time legislature. It's not. It's impossible to have a real job.
I want to thank Cynthia Dill, Meredith Burgess, and Dick Woodbury for coming on this week's edition of Across the Aisle.